Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don Mattingly going to be stepping away. There's a Post exclusive. John Heyman had it. Mattingly going to be stepping away from the Blue Jays on great terms, leaving them in a great position, blah, blah, blah. But he does say this is not a retirement announcement, and he's open to new opportunities. There are a couple of managerial spots open. I believe the Padres and Rockies are the two remaining. Dude, they had Braves, Orioles, Angels, Giants, Twins, Rangers, Nationals, Rockies, Padres. Of the nine, seven have been filled already. And it doesn't seem like they're going the way of a Don Mattingly type.
I mean, I hope he doesn't go to the Rockies. I mean, Donnie, a little pride here. Come on. I know you want to manage again, maybe, but the Rockies?
No, he's not. Did you see something that Al Avino got interviewed there?
I did. Alf and I were talking about that the other day. I think he's going to do TV more and more out of Vino, right? That's what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah, I think he wants to be. Well, that's what he was doing.
Yeah,
more and more. SNY, right, and then a little bit with Yes, I think. But, I mean, I think he's eyeing maybe a bigger job, whether it be a front office, whether it be a manager's job.
Uh-huh.
So who knows about the Rockies, where he obviously played there for a while. But anyway, for Donnie, you want the Padres or Rockies job?
No. I want him here. I want him home.
How about the Mets?
Get him
bring
on the bench.
Yeah, how about the Mets bring him in? They got vacancies all over with the coaching staff.
Can you imagine that?
I love it.
You're serious about that?
Have him coach first. And matter of fact, maybe
he's not coaching first.
Why not? Maybe he could play a little first. You have Alonzo DH and Mattingly play some first. He's a perfect compliment.
Willis Reed was a player's coach for a minute back in the day. We've seen that a little bit around here. I mean, Joe Torre as well. So, oh my God, Dottie is way past the point of holding shin guards and batting gloves and all the other ridiculous devices and contraptions
Donnie
that these players have.
Uniform. Oh,
oh man, oh man. I'll tell you what, but be very good for the bench because he's a great baseball man. Now, we're joking about Donnie coaching first base. Yeah. You better find a first base coach because you lost the best one in the game rival.
Yeah, okay, the best one. Don't you think, all kidding aside, first and foremost, I could not care less. First base coach. I mean, come on. You think I'm getting worked up about a first base coach? Oh, from an 83-win team, no less. I mean, good God. Second, don't you think, all kidding aside, that something doesn't add up? The Mets aren't dumb, nor are they cheap. So there seems to be more to this. And I know there's some reports out there yesterday that were saying, oh, well, Richardson and the Mets just couldn't come to an agreement. What could be the difference on a first base coach's contract as far as finances go?
Yeah, it's funny. I was in the car, and I heard Evan and Tiki and the guys talking about this, and I wound up texting Evan and Sean at a stoplight. And my thought was, that's not really money-driven. I remember the story. What are you going to nickel and dime Richardson for $75,000? I mean, come on. When he didn't get thrown out, steal the base for 3 months, and Juan Soto basically stole 40, and you're Steve Cohen? No, there's no way that's what happened. What I believe happened was that it was a philosophical difference. I think, while I know he's still going to coach first base, literally, for the Braves, I think that there's more of a say – maybe a little more juice organizationally. To what extent, I'm not sure. But the story a couple of weeks ago was that Richardson wanted to be elevated to the bench. Remember that?
Right.
And the Mets didn't seem amenable to that for whatever reason. Maybe they just value him as a first base coach. So I don't think it was about the money at all. Well, maybe they were apart on salaries, but I don't think that that was the divisive force that led to the breakup. I think it was that he wanted to have more of a role on the team, and the Mets said, no, we're good.
I don't know the exact things. Maybe you're right. I just can't imagine that if the Mets valued him as much as everybody thinks he should be valued, that they'd let him go.
I don't know how
for
you
Nichols.
And I... How are we not on the same page with this?
For Steve Cohen...
What he did as a first base coach is amazing.
No, but my point is, I think it's more on the players and whatever.
Then why didn't Juan Soto steal 38 bases the year before the Bronx?
Well, he said he was going to try to steal more bases when he got here, even before Richardson was even a known name. He became a known name because of the success they had. And I'm not trying to take that away from him. All I'm saying is, if you think it and others think it, don't you think the Mets could easily be like, well, we can't let this guy go? And for what? $100,000 to Steve Cohen? Well, that's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Nickel, like...
That's why I don't think it's the money.
Oh, me neither, so that's my point. So
yeah. Philosophical disconnect. It happens.
Maybe he wanted to be elevated.
Yes.
And maybe the Mets said, no, we value more as a first base coach.
That's what I believe.
You can say. Also, maybe Richardson seeing the writing on the wall saying, I don't want to work with...
A lame duck staff.
I don't want to... Who's the new bench coach that they got?
Who is it?
Kai something?
Kai Correa,
yeah, whatever.
You go.
Yeah, coaches, really, they mean so much.
Kai Correa. Maybe
he doesn't want to work if he sees Mendy potentially being on the hot seat, which he is.
Yeah, sure.
Getting fired, then Kai Correa is going to be his boss. Who knows? So I have no issue with him leaving, but I also can't imagine that he was valued that greatly by the way the Mets handled this whole thing.
Watch Acuna. He's going to break Ricky's single season record. He's going to steal 173 bases because of Richardson.
Come on, dude.
He's awesome at Richardson, first base.
Yeah, Hefner,
I want
too.
Him on the Yankees. Bring him over.
Hefner,
the Braves.
Hefner, too, with the Braves. Yeah, he's so good. They're so good. Well, then how come the Mets only won 83 games? Yeah. I mean, maybe Richardson could be doing a little bit more than just stealing bases. Big deal. How about you do something else?
I could say that maybe if you didn't have Richardson, you would have won 75 games.
Now, we'll find out this year.
Come on, Nick, I personally did a good job.
I would take the over. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Matt is in Westchester. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
What's up, boys? How we doing?
Good.
What's going on, buddy?
So just a couple of points. I think first, listening to Stearns' end-of-year press conference, he really talked about defense a lot and the ability to maximize each spot on the field defensively. So I think I would be surprised if Pete is back as much as I want him back, but I got a question for you guys. And then I got one more point. If you could have one of the two back, Pete or Edwin Diaz, which one would you guys rather have back for the Mets next year?
Pete. I'd rather have Pete back.
Yeah, okay. But I would want Pete back, but in a different role. And by the way, it shouldn't be one or the other. It could be both.
Boom.
Also, I'm not paying $100 million for Edwin Diaz again. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it.
I agree. No, I agree. I agree completely. And I think that was going to be my next point is I think the Mets this offseason, as much as people are probably not going to like it, I think it's going to be all about pitching. Because I think, you know, as much as it felt at times like a struggle, our offense really wasn't bad last year. And I think if Stearns is really serious about this offseason, we're going to see a big overhaul, both in the bullpen and in the starting pitching. And I think
I hope that there's an overhaul in the lineup, Matt. And thank you for the call. To me, the bullpen, I'd forget about. Not just completely ignore it. You can build the bullpen in season. Whatever you have on paper going in, it could look at the Yankees. It could look completely different by the trade deadline, by certain pickups. I'm not nuts. Now, I do understand the value of Diaz and having a set closer, but I also think that that's the easiest thing to fix in season and maybe the hardest thing to build outside of the season. So I would kind of punt bullpen or put it on the shelf and address the starting rotation, which is imperative, and then restructure the shape of the lineup and the defense.
I think the first order of business has to be school ball. I really do. I mean, and then I think Pete's probably second. And at that point, you know, then you get to some of the other ancillary items, whether it's a McNeil or whatever it might be. You got to make some decisions. Maybe, you know, you don't have to, but maybe you elect to make a decision on Beatty/Vientos. You could get to that stuff, but like the Scooble stuff is central. Like, you know, the Mets, it's funny because the caller said that a lot of people, in his words, not mine, would be upset if the Mets focus on pitching. Well, I mean, how upset were you watching them play last year when you're in the bullpen 2 2/3? I mean, you know, 3 innings, bullpen. So I just think it's going to be a very different approach, and that was a very astute recollection. He uses the term run prevention, not defense. Stearns hammered that home a million times, and I believe that Stearns is a man of his word. Whether he's going to be a great GM or a good one, we'll find out. But when he says they are focusing on run prevention, he's not just saying that to sound cute and smart. He knows Pete cannot, he's just not a good first baseman.
Well, that's my point, is that the run prevention can be taken many different ways. Get better pitching, which Stearns has not done, and upgrade the defense. So there are two different ways to do that. I just hope that it's not all about the pitching and running it back essentially with the same type of lineup. I don't think that that's good enough. They need to... I can't watch them again with Vientos, Beatty, Alonso, McNeil, Acuna,
Nimmo.
Lindor, Alvarez, Nimmo.
Yeah.
Whoever's in center field.
Yeah.
And that's why I do think Scooble should be
the
first.
But what if you have a stud in center field? What if you have Bellinger in center field?
But that's a big, fair enough. That's a big what if. So when did they decide to go get Bellinger? Is it before Pete? Is it after Pete? Is it, let's just lock up Bellinger now, and then we could make him play a little bit of first. We can make him play some center field. In reality, he'd be the perfect fit because you need a first baseman and center fielder. And if you brought him in with bringing Pete back, now you could have Pete DH, you have Bellinger play a little first.
I'll be very good.
He's one of the young guys in center field.
That'll be good.
But is that something that they're thinking? I don't know. Also, they talk about Carson Benj being a potential center fielder, young center fielder. Great. What if you need to use him in a piece to get Scooble? Then he's gone, and now you definitively need a center fielder.
You know, the more I think about this, Bellinger, certainly Scooble, item number one, but Bellinger... You know, I don't want to see him go to you guys. I want to see him stay with the Yankees. And I think that he will stay with the Yankees. But, like, if you were to get him, now it enables you to do things. Like, now you're not desperate. Now you can say, okay, well, we have our center fielder. Let's go to first base. Or we have our first baseman. Let's go to center. It just creates a complete more room to breathe in the offseason, somebody like Bellinger.
Which is why Bellinger might get a lot of money from multiple teams.
He's going to.
Because he's a useful piece. I just think he's better, Bellinger, as a Yankee. I can't trust his offensive production. The Mets wouldn't be getting him for his offense. Now, it's obviously a part of his game. They'd be getting him because he plays elite-level defense in center field and could play first base, could play the corner. That's the Mets need a player like that.
Yeah, but he still would have been the third or fourth best offensive player on the team last year.
Yeah, but he...
Behind Soto, Pete, and Lindor.
Is that a product of being in Yankee Stadium or being in that Yankee lineup as opposed to being with the Mets? He's had inconsistencies offensively throughout his career.
So yes.
I just think he's the perfect Yankee. By the way, the Yankees need him. if he's not playing center field, who is? You're not gonna. Who knows what Grisham? And I personally wouldn't go that route again.
I don't want him back.
All right, Spencer Jones. I mean, maybe you move Spencer Jones in a piece for something else that makes you fit better. I think he's valuable to the Yankees, and I think he just fits there so well.
Me too.
And
me
too. I don't think the Mets are going to go over the top to get him the way that they did Soto a year ago. It's totally different.
I would agree. Here we are, guys. You know, the blueprints are being set. Yanks and Mets trying to draw this thing up, and we start with Pete Alonso, obviously. This thing could go either way. And I, you know, and we'll get back to these calls coming up. Both of us do not think this trickles on deep into the offseason like it did a year ago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.